I had to take it in several times in the last couple of years. Okay, can you give me your full name?
My name is Claude A.
And your address?
Address is Little Rock, Arkansas.
And how old are you, Mr.
85 years and 3 months.
And tell me where you were born and a little bit about that place.
I was born in North Little Rock. At that time was called Argenta, which all they had over was Missouri Pacific shops. Mm-hmm. And my father was a policeman at that time. I lived there till about 1901, and we moved to Little Rock across the river. And then on, I've lived in Little Rock all my life, the rest of my life.
Okay. And I know you said a few days ago you've done several different kinds of work. Can you tell me all the different kinds of work you did?
The first job I ever had was H.G. Pugh Printing Company. I lived at the county jail, in which my father was jailer for 4 years. And I worked extra printer's devil at H.G. Pugh Printing Company for 2 years and went to school. And later I went to work for Myrtle who had a motograph machine. I was the only one in Little Rock could operate one.
What all did that involve?
That involved a facsimile of a typewritten letter, so you couldn't tell the difference. They wrote them out, anything you want, political letters, and put your name and address and dear sir or dear madam with a typewriter, and you couldn't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in the early 1907, long Nessimore.
It's sort of like the letter you get today from the magazine company.
But they do it a little different now because you got improvements on them. It's, you ever seen one of the machines?
Mm-hmm.
You know what a motograph machine is.
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I know the kind of machine.
Well, one side of the drum prints and the left side carries a type. And they got an indicator up there, A, B, C, D, E, F, and then the figures.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you select this figure, you spell the name, C-L-E-U-D-E, and that throws the type over. You just clip it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was manual, but no automation at all.
So how long would that take?
Well, that'd take me about 40 minutes to set one up.
Mm-hmm.
I got good at it, and everything was punctuated. All I had to do was copy it, see, and read the proof on it, and a few corrections. You had to take a line of type and slide it to the left to make a correction and slide it back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a tedious job. Then I could run 2,000 an hour on a machine, feed it in.
2,000 an hour?
Yeah, 3,000 an hour.
That's pretty good.
So I went to work for the Ferguson Lumber Company, and doing the same kind of work.
And when was that?
That was back in 1908.
Mm-hmm. And the lumber company had all these letters to send us?
Yeah, they had the prices of lumber, a great big long sheet, about 22 inches long,
mm-hmm.
quoting the prices. You know how they figured freight rates then?
No.
AA. A is the first letter in the alphabet.
Yeah.
For 11 cents a hundred or whatever it was, mm-hmm. AA would be 11 cents mm-hmm. on a hundred, whatever you wanted to get the figure on. Well, they sent it all over the country. And they had that's over there where the Union, what is now the Union Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And the water's back up in there every spring, and you had to go over there in a boat to get to work. And then, after we came to Little Rock, I had a brother that was, had a wreck, and on the Rock Island Railroad was a brakeman. And somebody gave the wrong signal and jerked him down between the cars, mm-hmm. and 18.